A natural leader. Our president, Colin Williamson, bids a sad farewell to CEO Nick Kaplan, who is retiring in January after 8 years at the helm. I'd like to offer my sincere thanks to our outgoing CEO and friend, Nick Kaplan, who is retiring in January. I know he will be very much missed. Born Nicholas John Kaplan in Warwick on the 4th of December 1958, Nick was educated at Poole Grammar School and went on to attend the University of Surrey, where he studied economics and statistics, gaining a BSc. Nick was commissioned into the Army Air Corps in 1980, initially joining 661 Squadron, where he gained his helicopter pilot's wings. A natural leader, he went on to hold various ranks and positions within the Army, culminating in a promotion to Major General. He subsequently held the position of Chief Army Instructor at the Royal College of Defence Studies until retiring from the military. Nick married his wife Isabel in Edinburgh in 1983, and they have two children, both of whom they are extremely proud. Alistair is a talented musician, composer and producer, and Camilla works in a village preschool. Nick became Chief Executive of Blind Veterans UK in 2014 and has successfully steered the charity through some very choppy waters. An intelligent, articulate, thoughtful and dependable man, he has led us through the pandemic, the relocation of our HQ, the difficult decision to move from our iconic Brighton Centre, and the current service delivery reviews. No one can argue that he doesn't deserve his retirement. Seldom seen without his trademark smile, Nick has been an incredibly personable and approachable CEO who wears his heart on his sleeve. As comfortable chatting with members, staff, volunteers and supporters as anyone else with an affinity for the charity, he has always been passionate about supporting our members and is an excellent advocate for the charity. In the boardroom, Nick has been the epitome of a good CEO, confident, focused, receptive and driven. He has displayed all the leadership qualities you would expect from a strong and effective professional who leads by example. A keen sailor, he will now have more time to spend aboard his beloved boat, the Bonne Idée, and I'm sure he'll also be spending more time on his other favourite pastimes, walking, reading and music. He is an accomplished organ and piano player. I should think he'll very much be looking forward to evenings by the fire with a glass of good Scottish whisky in hand, or a glass of red wine, chatting about music and current affairs with his son Alistair. Thank you for your service, Nick. I hope that you enjoy this next exciting phase. It's been a pleasure and a privilege to have served alongside you, and I wish you all the best in the next chapter of your life.